WBEZ is supported by Rivian. Off-road electric Joyride ride-alongs are available in downtown Chicago in a Rivian truck or SUV from September 19th to the 21st at the corner of East Illinois and North Michigan. Plus, a chance to win a two-night stay at a luxury Chicago hotel. Terms apply. No purchase necessary. Entry period is September 12th through the 21st. Must be 21 to enter. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. Visit Rivian.com/Chicago Sweepstakes to enter.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The city is moving forward with a $90 million settlement to resolve 176 lawsuits tied to a former Chicago police sergeant. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports Sergeant Ronald Watts ran a corrupt tactical unit in a former public housing complex, and he went to federal prison for shaking down an FBI informant. The convictions of the plaintiffs in the cases have all been cleared, and many have been granted certificates of innocence. Here's Mary Richardson Lowry, the city's lead attorney.
If we were to take it case by case, the cost would go up, the liability would go up, the time in would go up, it would unfold over many years as it has, and I'm simply not willing to pursue it.
City Hall Finance Committee is expected to vote on this settlement on Monday. New data released by the Census Bureau shows a fast-growing immigrant community in Chicago. Our data reporter Amy Chin reports the number of Chicagoans who were born outside the U.S. reached nearly 600,000 last year. That's a 7% increase from the previous year. Meantime, Chicago's overall population grew by just 2%, and the number of U.S.-born citizens grew by less than 1%. Fred Sow is Senior Policy Counsel at the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights.
It shows that immigrants are still arriving in Chicago or moving to Chicago, and we're pulling our weight to helping the city of Chicago grow its population.
Among city immigrants, the fastest growing segment are non-citizens. That includes people with and without legal status. We continue to follow developments in the story of conservative leader Charlie Kirk, who was shot and killed yesterday while speaking at a university in Utah. Kirk was born in suburban Arlington Heights and led the prominent youth conservative group Turning Point USA. Jordan Groon Wickramasekera is a sophomore at Loyola University in Chicago.
What happened to Charlie Kirk was kind of a microcosm of what's happening in the nation abroad, where you have like stark political division, stark polarization, which disallows people to talk with people that have different perspectives.
The native Chicagoan says he disagrees with Kirk's beliefs, but hearing and understanding vastly different perspectives is crucial within a democracy. And the long-running Taste of Chicago Food Fest will move back to its midsummer time slot next year after being booted from the July lineup for several years in favor of NASCAR. The announcement comes today from Clinae Hedspeth, who is head of the Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. In 2023, Taste was pushed back to September to the dismay of many Chicagoans. NASCAR, though, won't be back in Chicago next summer. You're listening to The Rundown. Fans know Jenna Fischer from her time playing Pam Beasley on NBC's hit comedy, The Office. Fischer is also a New York Times bestselling author and podcaster, and now Fischer is moving into a new phase of her career. She is the star of the world premiere play Ashland Avenue. It's at Goodman Theater in Chicago. Fischer recently sat down backstage with our theater reporter Mike Davis to talk about the new show. It was written by her husband, Lee Kirk.
It's about a small business owner, a man named Pete, who runs a TV shop on Ashland Avenue. He's had the shop for over 40 years, and at one time he was a real big deal in Chicago, a kind of minor celebrity in the way that those guys were. You know, they had their funny commercials and, yeah, you know, it was like the mattress guy or the electronics guy. Well, he was the TV shop guy. And but, you know, times have changed, and he's down to just one shop. And we come to find out that he's been running the shop with his daughter. And so the play is really about how does she, from my perspective, how does she extract herself from his aspirations and his expectations? The character was not created for me. He did not sit down to write a play for me. My husband, he went to school at the theater school at DePaul, and he then lived in Chicago, and he actually owned a coffee shop and storefront theater. And so he knows the city really well, and he came back to Chicago to see a friend in a play. And he started going around to all the old places where, you know, he used to live. And he said, you know, a lot of them were gone, and it kind of broke his heart. And he had this nostalgia. At a certain point, I decided to step back from acting, and I started podcasting and parenting. So this has been the season of podcasting and parenting. But, you know, also I had breast cancer. And that was my whole 2024, was breast cancer treatment. And incidentally, that's when he was writing this play as well. And the thing is like going through something like that, it just really like puts stuff in perspective. You like, you really see how you don't actually have all the time in the world. You just get this sense of your own mortality. And if you've got bucket list items, like start checking them off. And so that's part of this for me too, is like, why wait? Let's do it now. I loved theater, but I always had in my head, man, I wanted to be on Cheers. You know, I drove to LA because I wanted to be on a comedy television show that was on your TV every week. I wanted to be in an ensemble. So when that happened, it was a little bit like, I did it. Like, I got nothing else to aspire to. Like, my dream came true. I can't believe it. And so, yeah, the rest is kind of gravy. But I do just in my heart just love theater so much.
Weather, a clear night tonight with a low in the low 60s and then sunny and warm on Friday, tomorrow's high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.